Right, after 8 years of civil war, the regime of Bashar al-Assad is solidifying its hold. But in Europe, a network of lawyers and survivors is pushing for justice for regime officials accused of war crimes in Syria. Hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees have come to Europe, and many have shocking stories of the torture they have survived. NPR's Deborah Amos visited one survivor in Sweden.
When Omar El-Shogri unlocks his apartment door in Stockholm, he calls out in the empty space.
Hello. There's no one.
He rarely invites guests. He's even a little nervous about this visit.
Where are we?
Secret place.
El-Shogri is 24 years old. He speaks English with a light Swedish accent. He learned both languages quickly when he arrived in 2015. He's tall, delicately thin. He was repeatedly tortured in Bashar al-Assad's prisons, arrested when he was just 17.
Do you feel safe here?
Nope, I don't feel safe, but I used to that. They killed my dad, my brothers, my cousins. They're still killing.
He's the most visible and vocal witness to Syria's secret system of sweeping arrests and torture, a documented policy to crush an uprising that began in 2011.
And something in your heart, like, I should do something, even if it's just talking.
He is talking on college campuses, even at the White House. He's also briefed members of Congress. He advocates for the missing, about 100,000 Syrians, according to the UN. He's the go-to guy for Syrian families who still have relatives detained.
I'm talking about 20,000 families who send me message on Facebook and on Instagram. The phone is like 24 hours. And Facebook, I had like 2,000 messages every day.
One day, one call came from Syria. It was a chilling voice that carried him back to a dark cell and daily beatings.
And I recognized this voice. I know exactly who's this guy. He just said, "Why you don't shut up? Do you want money? Or do you want me to kill you?"
"Shut up or we will kill you" was the essence of the policy to crush dissent. El-Shogri was jailed because he joined these protests in the spring of 2011. It was the Arab Spring. In Tunisia and Egypt, dictators were already out. He wanted change in Syria, too. The regime posted videos as a warning to protesters. This one is El-Shogri's arrest. Face down, hands cuffed, heavily armed men kicked the captives, beat them with metal pipes. There was much worse to come. As the uprising spread, so did the regime's war against civilians. Hundreds of thousands were jailed, packed into filthy cells, where thousands were tortured and killed. Most prisoners died within days or months. Remarkably, El-Shogri endured for 3 years. So when that call came from Syria, he could finally demand answers from his tormentor.
"What makes you enjoy hurting people and torturing me when you know I never did anything wrong?" And in silence, I could hear him, like, breathing very heavily. And I think he was crying. He know he is guilty.
El-Shogri actually has two framed photographs of men who tortured him in prison. He bought those pictures from their Syrian relatives. One of the men called him.
You saw him every day?
Every day.
Why do you have them upside down?
They are upside down on my head. They are going the wrong way.
So you want to see this guy in jail?
This guy, he killed many hundreds of people. As long as I'm still alive, they're going to stand in front of the judge.
His faith in justice keeps him going. He still sees the battered corpses and he hears the voices of the dead.
If you get out, do something. Like, talk about us. People felt that no one cared. Everyone who was with me, everyone I remember, died.
He's joined activists, lawyers, and other survivors to wage an unprecedented legal battle against the Assad regime.
So by telling what I'm telling you right now, I win the war against them.
He's won by giving testimony to a Swedish war crimes unit and German prosecutors, won again, at least symbolically, when courts in France and Germany issued the first international arrest warrants for high-level Syrian officials. And in February, a former Syrian intelligence officer was arrested in Berlin. That trial is expected in the spring. In Stockholm, the sky is a bright summer blue, far from the Syrian village where Al-Shoghri raised birds as a kid. We sat on a bench in a public park.
I learned to do that in prison, in silence.
He was released in 2015 after his mother paid an intermediary $20,000 to get him out and save his life. Barefoot and coughing up blood, he weighed just 75 pounds. His mother didn't recognize him. Now, he's filled with purpose. He stops in front of a police station a few blocks from the park. He gave his eyewitness account here.
As long as I'm still alive, I'm going to do that. So I hope I survive a long time.
He tells his story again and again, he says, until there is justice for him and for those who died. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Stockholm.